I picked up the phone and could practically hear the outstretched hand through the receiver.
Nathan, good morning. Bill Shatner.
And there he is, larger than life. Denny Crane, T.J. Hooker, the Priceline.com negotiator, Captain Kirk, and perhaps the best character of them all, William Shatner. Shatner's career has spanned six decades, earning him a Golden Globe and a pair each of Emmys, Saturn Awards, and even, yes, the Golden Raspberry. He's co-authored over two dozen science fiction novels, many from either the Star Trek or Tech War universes, and 10 books of memoir or nonfiction. NASA has honored him. It's hard to imagine a world without Shatner in it. Should there be no Shatner, we would have to create one, but would still need Shatner himself as a guide to do so. He even wrote a book on that, you know. William Shatner returns to San Antonio this Friday for a special screening of Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, followed by a Q&A session about the film and his career.
And we've had some wonderful fun. It's been really a great entertainment for me and for the people who come.
Star Trek II, you'll remember, is significant in the Trek universe for saving the series from being phased out of existence after the underwhelming response to Star Trek: The Motion Picture. Working from an original screenplay by Jack Soward, director Nicholas Meyer rewrote the script, crafting a story that makes no bones about its focus on aging and death, while still delivering action and adventure in the 23rd century.
Nick Myers was the Pied Piper, absolutely. Nick, who was responsible for many of the ideas and most of the script, had this collusion of plots, if you will, in mind. The best of Star Trek contains stories of character and classic plot evolution, and he hearkened to it, and so it's a pivotal film in that way.
Shatner had just turned 50 the year before The Wrath of Khan came out, and he says he connected with the script, especially with the climactic death of a key character.
I have been, and always shall be, your friend.
I did connect with it, and I did take very seriously, personally, the death of Spock, because it represented Leonard's desire, I think, to leave. On the other hand, something, an unsolved mystery, is that he may not have he may not have wanted to leave at all. But it's filled with interesting possibilities. The whole plot, the whole thing was.
There are always possibilities, to use a quote.
Enormous possibilities, many possibilities. Yes, so the film is a great deal of fun in that way. And, boy, you'd be perfect to be on stage with me to discuss these nuances, which I remember now that I had thought but have forgotten. I'm glad you are reminding me.
As it turns out, I am going to be the guy who's on stage with you, actually.
Come on, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what because I okayed it. I said, you sounded good. Oh, that's wonderful. Then you and I will talk about this very thing.
Yes.
This is wonderful. That I'll learn a great deal from you.
Oh, this is the stuff I love getting into about the...
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do, and to hell with the audience.
Of course, we're both joking about the audience. At the live event this Friday, you're welcome to submit your questions before the show for the Q&A session, and I'm looking forward to seeing just what it is you're most curious about when it comes to Trek and everything else. I'm feeling pretty good about sitting next to the captain on Friday, but just in case, I won't be wearing a red shirt. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Nathan Cohn.